Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for Real Estate Excellence members relating to the September 2021 Real Estate Excellence member update. As you know, it's a monthly service, and to me, it's one of the most important roles that I have in relation to my service to you. So, the contents for the September 2021 member update. The property management update component, I've got information about the RTRA Act review and the passage throughout Parliament and where it's at. As you know, Parliament sat on the 31st of August, or that period, and it was on the notice paper and the agenda. So just a quick update there moving forward. We're very close. QCAT new forms, just a reminder of a previous email and communication I've had with you about the new QCAT forms from the 6th of September. I'm recording this today, the 4th of September 2021. Legal impediment, two tenancies on one lot, such as granny flats. So when it comes to property management and renting out properties and on one lot, so to speak, there's two, or proposed to be two tenancies, upstairs, downstairs, granny flats, etc. So important information there in relation to obviously legislation, best practice and more. And a mixed bag of important topics that come up all the time: light bulbs, garden, gutters, gutter cleaning, house washing, trimming trees. So, all information about, again, legislation, best practice, risk management to do with light bulbs, gutters, gardens, house washing, trimming trees, which also the lesser newsletter template of the month is lawns, gardens, and trees. So, as always, the lesser templates, we give you the raw document most of the time, depending on what the update is for that month. And then you pretty it up and finalise it, and you would use it rather as you see fit. The licensee administration and sales part of the update is: when do staff need to be registered with the OFT? And e-marketing unsubscribe laws clarified. A classic example: yesterday I received a text from a sales agent who I don't know. I know of the person and I know the agency, but I don't know them and have never been to an open. I've never had a contact with them that way. But I received a text message, and it was illegal, basically. Not just because she didn't, the salesperson didn't have my consent, because consent's needed, but also didn't have the required opt-out and how do I stop you contacting me again? So, it was just coincidental, as I say, that it was part of the September member update, and I received the unsolicited illegal, I don't like using that word, but it is illegal text. And the QCAT case of the month, a tenant appeal about a break lease, which we know is a breach of agreement, ending agreement early, in relation to compensation and vacate disputes. So another interesting read. So at realestateexcellence.com.au, at Member Online, it's sitting there now, the latest member update folder, as the latest member updates are. So when you log in to realestateexcellence.com.au, Member Online, the latest member update. And of course, we always email it to you, and we'll be emailing it to you the week of the 6th. So probably most likely the 7th of September. I'm just waiting for the QCAT forms. It might be the 8th. I'm just waiting for the QCAT forms to be released and to confirm that all with you. So again, you know where we are. We're an email away for any support, and thank you so much for your valued business. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me, and bye for now.